Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. John Hansen in for Bob Surratt today until 9 o'clock. I'll be back tomorrow as well. Thanks so much for joining us. You can join the conversation 312-981-7200. You can claim your spot on the WGN Olympic team we're sending to Tokyo to represent us here in Chicago. Trying all sorts of events. 630 wants curling. Someone else wants dressage. Dean Richards, if you were to try an Olympic event, which one would you go for?
12-ounce arm curls.
Just 12, huh?
Yeah.
That's an easy day for you.
It's the size of your average can of most any beverage.
Yeah, you usually, now I've seen you practicing, usually you're going with 24 ounces just so it's easier when it's 12.
Well, 12 in one hand, 12 in the other.
Yes, exactly.
Chug left, chug right, chug left, chug right.
There you go. All right, well, I'll mark you down for that.
And then when I'm done, I do like a fancy thing like all the acrobats and gymnasts do when they dismount.
Mm-hmm.
I put my hands out holding both of my cans and crush them in my bare hands.
Yeah, it's great. If you've never seen this, it is a sight to see Dean doing it.
Yep.
We look forward to that on Channel 9 at some point here in the near future.
The leotards are a little uncomfortable, but it's worth it.
And no one else is wearing them either. It's just you.
No.
That's what you bring to the event.
No, nobody else can wear them.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about The Simpsons. Every couple of years, I say to myself, oh my gosh, that show's still on.
I watch the show. I still watch
you
the show.
You still do?
Regularly. I didn't realize that I've been watching it for as many years as I have until I get the once every couple of years story that comes out that The Simpsons have been renewed and will be back again. And that came out this morning, that The Simpsons will be back for two more years, which will make it its 33rd and 34th season on the air. How about that?
That's crazy.
This will take the series into the year 2023, total of 757 episodes, and those are all records. The Simpsons is the longest running primetime scripted show in television history. Longer than any other scripted show that's been on television. And the only reason they put that disclaimer in of scripted is because shows like Meet the Press and some of the other news shows, have been on longer. But those are the only shows. The Simpsons has been on longer than any other show.
I imagine like other shows, when they start, a lot of people don't give them any sort of a chance. But there was a lot of controversy around The Simpsons.
Yeah.
I know that for the first couple of years, my parents didn't let us watch The Simpsons.
Oh,
it was like a big thing. And
very risque.
If you would have said this is going to last 35 years,
yeah,
I don't know if a lot of people take that bet.
Very risque. And it's funny to watch the early Simpsons now because, I mean, when it first came on the air, it was just a little vignette that was on the old Tracy Ullman show. And it was just included in that. And then it was so popular that it finally got its own series. But like a lot of shows, Seinfeld and Everybody Loves Raymond, and the list goes on and on, the first couple of seasons of almost all of these shows really are not that good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really just kind of finding its way. But I still think that The Simpsons is one of the most clever, well-written, biting comedies that's on television today. I would like to be able to say that, I was so little that my parents didn't allow me to watch. Then
sorry.
Also, that's John's way of just reminding everybody that he's younger than all the rest of us.
That's how I try and do it, just with those little jabs here and there.
A cowabunga is all I can say.
Hey, a little strife in the I always hate to see these stories. Mariah Carey, her brother suing her. You know, we all like to peer into the lives of celebrities, but boy, they have struggles just like the rest of us.
You don't like these series, these kind of stories, really?
Oh, I don't know.
I love them because it makes my family seem more normal.
That's true, I guess. Yeah. What's up?
The Mariah Carey siblings are suing her. She had an autobiography that came out last September. in which she talks about her lives, but she also talked about her relatives. Talking about her brother, Morgan, she called him a big bad wolf whose rage was unpredictable, constantly fighting with their father. She never felt safe around him. So Morgan filed himself one of those defamation lawsuits, saying that everything that Mariah said was false. And it has caused him to suffer mental anguish, anxiety, embarrassment, and outrage over her words. So he's taking her to court and is seeking what he is calling a judicial determination as to what the damages ought to be. So I guess they're going to let a judge decide.
So not even naming a number, just saying, here it is, figure it out.
He's saying that if a judge agrees with him, then a judge should decide how much money that he gets for all of that. All of this following a lawsuit from about a month and a half ago, by Mariah's sister, Allison, who is seeking $1.2 million in damages for what Mariah said about her.
Jeez.
Yeah, so.
I talk a lot of stuff.
It's going to be a very uncomfortable Easter in the Carey family.
I talk a lot of stuff about my family. I didn't know they could countersue.
Yeah.
I should really tighten that up a little bit.
When the John Hansen memoir comes out, you better have a lawyer look that over first.
Oh, you better believe it. By the way, we had a texter texting in, Dave, that I know you're already booked this year for doing the canoeing event, but someone reminded us that in 2024, breakdancing is coming to the Olympics, and they say that Dave could be good representing us and break dancing.
I think that's Grzanich. Or maybe Dean.
Dean.
Yeah, I could see Dean.
Yeah,
Dean.
The only thing that would break would be my,
the floor.
My back.
Oh, okay.
The floor. Hey, you know who's a good break dancer, really? Joe Donlan.
On
News Nation. Seriously. When he came to WGN, we had him on the morning show, and, you know, we wanted him to show us some unique talent or skill that he had.
Oh, boy.
He threw a piece of cardboard down on the floor, and seriously, he did some break dancing. So,
does he have it folded up in his back pocket? Oh, I didn't happen to know you would ask about that.
It folded up like a map. When you're in another city, keeps it folded up like a map.
Really? And he was good?
He was very good. Very good. Not what you expect from your network news anchors.
No. Certainly. And not Joe,
who's
great. But
hey, I got a tweet during the break also. One guy asking me if John used to be in the brother band called Hanson.
No, but boy, I was.
I looked them up, and they all look exactly like you.
You know what's funny about that? Well, they spell the name a little different. I'm Hansen. They're O-N, so that's one key off. But
changed it for showbiz purposes.
Right. I am one of three brothers, and I play keyboards as the middle one. So, but yeah.
Mm-bop.
Mm-hmm. That's what they called me in high school, and that's Mm-bop. Another reference.
Yeah, you must have had that all your life. Are you Zachary?
Yes, exactly.
Are you Taylor?
No. I live in Downers Grove. It's not, as you can tell.
Isn't it sad that I know two of the Hansen brothers' first names?
You know more than I do. Well, who's Zachary, Tyler, and I don't know. We'll Google that for later.
And Grumpy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, here's a segue. Speaking of breakdancing, Janet Jackson, she's a good dancer, huh?
She's a fantastic dancer, that one, although I don't think I've ever seen her breakdance.
Right.
It's, believe it or not, the 40th anniversary of her debut album when she went solo and decided to try to match the popularity of her brothers, the five brothers, and then Michael in particular. But a new documentary is going to be made about Janet Jackson's life and career. It's going to be a 4-hour documentary that will be broken up over several nights on both the Lifetime and A&E networks. It's going to be on the air sometime next year, but they've been working on this for like 3 years now, and they just announced that it's going to be coming out. Fulfilling my prediction that one day revealing documentaries will be made about every man, woman, and child on Earth.
I'm interested in that, though. They got to touch on the Super Bowl stuff, right?
On the Super Bowl stuff, on Michael's death, on the impact of her father, who many said was very abusive, certainly to the brothers. Apparently it's a warts and all kind of documentary. I'm a big fan, so
yeah.
I also am very interested.
Yeah, I wonder if the only commercial that will run during it is the current one that runs endlessly on the air right now of Janet dancing back in the 80s and again now. I don't know what she's publicizing. I forget. But you don't see that Janet Jackson commercial all the time?
I don't think I have seen it.
Oh, okay. I think I see it on your station all the time, Dean.
Yeah, who watches
that? Oh, wait,
that?
No, I messed up. It's Paula Abdul. Boy, I messed that one up. Thanks, Joe. Oh, send the hate mail my way. I deserve it for that one. Yeah, that's Paula Abdul. My bad. Okay, you know, there's a story, Dean, about a Japanese billionaire who's going around the moon, right? And he's kind of acting like the Willy Wonka of space travel now. He's inviting 8 people along with him, and he'll pay for that. And while I wouldn't want to go, I thought, what a great trip to send all the Kardashians on. Just get them on a space rocket to the moon. If it comes back, so be it. Because this Kim Kanye story and the rest of the Kardashian stories are never ending.
Yeah, I've been over them. When did they start? That's when I started being
yes.
over them.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan, but a lot of people are. You know, you look at their ratings, you look at you know, their social media. I know I don't care for them, and people say that they don't, but I think a lot of people secretly sort of do. Kim and Kanye are getting a divorce. That's the latest news. The Keeping Up with the Kardashian show is going to be coming to an end, but the latest news that's come out today is related to Kim and Kanye's divorce. Apparently, Kim is going to be keeping their modest little 15,000 square foot mansion that is in Southern California. They paid $20 million for it. They put in another $20 million renovating it. And now Kim says that she will live there with her 4 kids if she is granted joint legal and physical custody. So we don't know where Kanye is going to be living. He has a ranch, 7,000-acre ranch mm-hmm. in Wyoming. So maybe that's where he'll live. Maybe he'll come back to Chicago.
So $20 million in on a $20 million house. You know, Hochberg's coming up. I'll see what sort of rate he can get them.
Yeah, I'm no financial expert like Hochberg.
Right.
I'm going to say that does not sound like a fantastic investment.
No, not really. Let's go to the audio you have today, the Marvel directors. You know, everyone loves talking cooking. You got the Italian show on now that everyone, I know you love, and people are watching it.
My favorite show besides WGN Morning News.
I didn't think Italian culinary skills would go with Marvel directors, but hey, they're doing it.
I think it's genetic with Italian people.
Yeah.
Italian people and Greek people, it's just genetic. You don't even have to do any studying to be a good chef. And the Russo brothers, Anthony and Joe Russo, have, you know, they're the directors of the most the biggest grossing film of all time, Avengers Endgame, in addition to Avengers Infinity Wars and Captain America movies and a whole list of incredibly popular, mostly effects laden movies. They have a new one out right now that's an independent film called Cherry that stars Tom Holland as a military veteran who returns home with PTSD and an opioid addiction. It came out last week in theaters. But so, you know, I was talking to the Russo brothers about the movie, but I thought, I've got, you know, 2 Italian guys right here. We got to talk about food a little bit. Turns out they both have amazing culinary skills.
I'm a big fan of all things Parmigiana, and I generally eat vegan. So I've really enjoyed cooking during this period as well. And I've done more cooking in the past year of my life than I have in the previous 20. My favorite food is eggplant Parmesan, but I've been making zucchini Parmesan, cauliflower Parmesan. It's been great fun for me, and the kids like it too.
That's great. How about for you, Joe?
I'm a red sauce kind of guy. So, you know, a big we have something we call Russo pasta, which is, you know, that I share with all my friends that I learned from my grandmother. Just a simple olive oil base, 7-8 cloves of garlic. If you want onions, you want to make it a little sweeter. You brown the garlic. Very, very light base of oil, olive oil. It's going to be good olive oil. And then if you're using, you know, sauce with sugar added, you're good. You got to bring that to a boil and merge the oil with the sauce. If you're using more pure tomatoes, add in, you know, 1/2 cup of sugar to sweeten it up a little bit. Let it simmer for about 2 or 3 hours, and you're going to have an incredible red sauce.
Wow.
Dean, what's your dish? What do you like to cook, Dean?
Incredibly detailed, but you know what? I made a sauce almost identical, Joe, to what you're talking about. Yeah. I added in some lobster into it that just really flavored that sauce, and I had these huge chunks of lobster when I was done. So I hope you're watching the Stanley Tucci Italy series on CNN right now. Because
absolutely.
I had to get some royalties for that Stanley
Yeah,
Tucci.
Really? You're CNN. All over it.
I'm like the biggest promoter of that show. I love it.
I expect you just to appear in another episode. That's why you've been promoting it so much.
I wish they could find me in Florence someplace and Stanley Tucci meets up with me so we can cook together. I'm going to try to do a similar series, the Foods of Berwyn. to see, and I think there'd be a lot of interest in something like that.
Just please be as detailed as they were. I love that out of their answer, he's like, "Well, that was detailed."
How about that to get the not only the ingredients, the recipe, the technique, everything.
Yeah,
and then he wanted to know what I cook. On top of it,
riveting.
The people who run these interviews, they're constantly, you know how this works. They're constantly, they're giving you time cues, telling you to, you've got 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, 30 seconds, wrap it up. And Joe is halfway through his recipe and they're flailing their arms around trying to get me to stop him. Like, I'm going to stop him in the middle of a great recipe
that. I'm always like, just tell that guy. He's the one that's talking. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
All right, Dean, speaking of wrapping it up, we got to look at these segues today. Dean, I'm on it.
Mr. Professional.
We'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Bop is all I can say.
Take care, Dean.
See you tomorrow.